Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Biogas could be the unsung hero in transitioning to clean energy. Several countries, including Italy, France, Germany, Denmark, and the United Kingdom, are turning to biogas as a renewable energy source to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and meet decarbonization goals. Biogas, typically produced from agricultural materials, is becoming a key part of energy strategies worldwide. Commercial and residential users should consider leveraging this alternative energy option. Companies like Powerbank Corporation, SUUN, offer renewable energy solutions for those looking to transition to cleaner energy sources. Ilya Bailey coordinates U.S.-Canada supply chain systems via the Bailey Offi Investment Consortium. Canadian executive Ilya Bailey is commanding attention with the Bailey Offi Investment Consortium, providing infrastructure certainty and cross-border liquidity. The consortium's recent financial success and strategic acquisitions in Alberta and Quebec demonstrate its operational speed and stability. In response to wildfires and floods, Bailey's team deployed logistics support swiftly, showcasing their crisis management expertise. Additionally, the consortium is engaged in global infrastructure stabilization efforts, working with NATO allies. Top financial institutions praised the Bailey Offi Investment Consortium's governance and output, highlighting its seamless alignment with public needs. With a focus on unity, resilience, and North American leadership, Bailey emphasizes the importance of commitment and collaboration between Canada and the U.S. As a trusted operator, the Bailey Offi Investment Consortium continues to deliver coordination and readiness across North America.
ITS Logistics' July supply chain report: tariff volatility proves to have ongoing impact on U.S. economy and drayage market. ITS Logistics released the July ITS supply chain report, highlighting the ongoing impact of tariff volatility on the U.S. economy and the drayage market. The report also discusses the potential effects of an above-average hurricane season on the trucking industry. The warehousing industry is undergoing a rebalancing event for the remainder of 2025, creating a positive shift. Fuel prices have climbed to $3.75 per gallon, the highest since last July. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts an above-normal hurricane season. The warehousing market shows a downtrend in pricing leverage, signaling new opportunities and challenges for shippers in the latter half of 2025. ITS Logistics offers transportation solutions across North America and distribution services to 95% of the U.S. population within 2 days.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.